Police have arrested a teenager in connection to a 2019 murder. Authorities have charged 17-year-old Jelante Fleming with capital murder and the shooting death of 17-year-old Courtney Jones. Police say Fleming shot into a home in the 400 block of Hall Street, hitting and killing Jones. He is now in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's
some more. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. Any caller can get in on Squeaky Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing. What's in that gift basket? Well, glad you asked. Anything you put in there from Squeaky Farm Market up to $60 in value. And if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Let's do this. Let's pick up Nancy Cordes on Bolton in the White House. Is that DEFCON 2?
Moving to Washington, the Senate Majority Leader says he does not have the votes yet to block Democrats from calling witnesses in President Trump's impeachment trial. Some Republicans are reacting to reports of new allegations from former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill for us. Nancy, good morning. This does not sound like good news for the White House, but how bad is it?
Well, they're increasingly concerned, Tony. One senior administration official who's been deeply involved in impeachment strategy put it at DEFCON 2. The White House now has just a couple of days to try to limit the number of Republicans who cross party lines.
They can't win an election, so they're trying to steal an election. It's not happening, folks. It's not happening.
Stumping in New Jersey, President Trump said he wasn't worried about the battle in Washington, but overnight, his former national security advisor was clearly on his mind. As Mr. Trump tweeted, why didn't John Bolton complain about this nonsense a long time ago? His comments came after his legal team wrapped up 3 days of opening arguments.
But they want to make it impeachable if it's just the wrong idea inside the president's head.
Okay, so Nancy Cordes, DEFCON 2.
DEFCON 2.
I love it. Let's continue on with Nancy Cordes on Bolton White House.
They urged the jury to ignore new revelations from the president's former national security advisor, who, according to the New York Times, writes in an upcoming book that the president did condition aid to Ukraine on investigations into the Bidens.
Are you going to allow proceedings on impeachment to go from a New York Times report about someone that says what they hear is in a manuscript?
But it has had an impact. Republican senators met for a frank talk Tuesday about the way forward. That's where Senate leader Mitch McConnell told his colleagues that they don't yet have the votes to block witness testimony.
It is very likely that I'm going to conclude that, yes, we do need to hear from witnesses.
Many Republicans still insist that's a waste of time.
That gets us into this endless cycle of, and this drags on for weeks and months in the middle of a presidential election.
Some have suggested simply allowing senators to read Bolton's book in a secure room.
It's not good enough. There is no substitute for a witness speaking under oath to the senators.
One notable Republican now coming to Bolton's defense, former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, who says he believes John Bolton. The Q&A portion of this trial gets underway in just a few hours. Senators will be able to write down their questions to the House managers or the president's defense on these cards. That Q&A will go on for 2 days with a vote on witnesses likely to take place on Friday.
Whoopee. I wonder what the value of those cards are, because if you think about it, they're not many times those cards are going to be used. I'd get one and frame one.
Yeah.
Hand them out as souvenirs. Let's listen to Peter Ducey in Iowa 2020.
Oh, that's still going on?
Yeah, it's still going on.
Bernie Sanders is trying to stay hot with ice cream. In Iowa, scooped by surrogates Ben and Jerry.
I'm planning on being there this year, scooping ice cream at this victory party when he wins this nomination.
Sanders has said he's ready to take his campaign all the way to the convention. But now some Sanders allies are reportedly upset there aren't enough Sanders supporters on key committees that will dictate DNC rules this summer. And FoxNews.com reports two other DNC committee members who asked to remain anonymous to speak more freely told Fox News they were troubled by the appointments. Now, for the first time, Joe Biden is accusing Sanders supporters of being bad sports.
I read yesterday there at Drake there was a mock caucus, and he didn't get 15, I didn't either, and his folks walked out. You can't do that kind of stuff.
Biden insists Republicans in Congress would unite behind him as president, as Buttigieg jokes about needing a little liquid courage to meet with the Senate leader.
Will you sit down and have a beer with Mitch? I think somebody needs to.
I'll try anything once. Might have to be a Manhattan or something to really have the kind of conversation we need.
Trying to keep pace with Buttigieg and Biden during the trial, Amy Klobuchar is using a short day in D.C. to make a surprise visit to Iowa tonight. As Joe Biden starts hinting, he'd like to add a different female Democrat to his ticket, Michelle Obama.
I sure would like Michelle to be the vice president. They're both incredibly qualified people. I mean, and they're such decent, honorable people.
Joe Biden just left us here in Davenport, and on his way to the campaign bus, he was asked if he's worried about the unflattering way his name keeps coming up during the Senate impeachment trial, hurting his chances here in Monday's caucuses. And he said, no, watch.
And push up. I tell you what, does Joe Biden go to Pandora school? Because that's all he does. He just panders people.
Let's put Barack Obama on the Supreme Court.
Ugh. And Michelle is vice president. It just amazes me what they're willing to do. Particularly Joe. Okay, so with that, let's listen to Brett Hume talking about Iowa and national polling here.
you brought up this Iowa. We're going to take a look at this RCP, Iowa Democratic Presidential Caucus's poll over the last 6 months, and people can see at home how volatile this thing has been. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, the lines really kind of zigzag all over the place, don't they, Martha? Which does give you an idea of how unsettled this race remains, despite all these months of, you know, of polling and advertising and campaigning and, of course, coverage. So we now are in a situation where you have, as you point out, you got Bernie Sanders leading in Iowa, Bernie Sanders leading also in New Hampshire in the polling averages, which, as you point out, does certainly strike fear into the hearts of at least a lot of mainstream Democrats who think that Bernie Sanders couldn't possibly be elected. So there we are. And, of course, then the race is on to see who would be the alternative to him, assuming he does as well as he seems poised to do, not only in Iowa, but also in New Hampshire and perhaps beyond. Then you got a real race on. Does Joe Biden survive that? Does he remain the key alternative, or does someone else emerge? Does possibly Mike Bloomberg emerge? He's up ahead now in national polling averages. He's now ahead of Pete Buttigieg. Now, it's only at 8%, but consider it wasn't very long ago that he wasn't anywhere near that. So we still have a wide open, unpredictable race here.
You know, when you look at these numbers, what happened to Buttigieg?
Right.
Why did he implode like that? And it's in two places where he really had a presence there, Iowa and New Hampshire, that's where he dropped. He was winning in Iowa, winning. But, I mean, he was up in the mid-20s. And now he's down in the 16, 17.
It could be that this, I'm trying to get along with everybody, we need to really unite the nations, come together sort of message is not resonating with the Democratic base. They want somebody who's more...
Cut their huff.
Yeah, like the Joni Ernst message.
Or is a little bit of, does a little bit of Buttigieg go too long of a way?
Yeah.
And that he's turning away. Because to me, it's fascinating, just being a political background person. Biden and Buttigieg have the place to themselves. The other contenders out there are stuck in Washington. And Bernie's leading. Bernie went up while he's sitting in Washington.
Yeah, Buttigieg, it's what I said yesterday, he makes a good first impression, but he doesn't seem to have, and he is a smart guy.
Doesn't have the staying power?
Doesn't have the staying power. It's almost like he doesn't have enough interesting depth to him. Like, it's always the same sort of presentation, whereas, I don't know, he comes across maybe as too rehearsed, too scripted.
Well, imagine this for a moment. So, Bernie wins Iowa, Bernie wins New Hampshire. And then we have South Carolina, and Joe Biden is this smoldering kind of lump of melted mass from the Biden, Hunter Biden whistleblower trying to cover. Because, I mean, if you think about it, all roads lead to Biden. The whole reasoning behind everything that was done from whistleblower to where they are now is Biden, is the transcript. They're trying to dig up dirt on Biden. He needs to be impeached for that. All roads lead to Biden. And so he implodes right before South Carolina, which is at the end of February. And then you got Bernie kind of tracking off, and Elizabeth has failed. Now, Michael Bloomberg could have an effect in there, but I'm not sure you can do that strictly from advertising without better message managing, without better organization.
It's just, it's so lame. Like, they're the entire field. And it makes me want to put more money down on broker convention. Who knows what happens?
Well, Bernie may surprise some people, because I tell you, the old institutional Democrat group out there may just be too tired. They kind of go, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted trying to prop Joe Biden up. I'm exhausted trying to deal with this. We got it imploded. The dummies up in Washington did this. And so Bernie may have a lane to get in that he can just run like heck and then have a heart attack.
Yeah, it's amazing how people forgot about that.
It's there was a cute cartoon. It had Bernie, and, you know, they can do these things where they have the head of Bernie, and what does he go? What does he go? Where they have the head of the person, and then they're dancing.
Right, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking
about.
So
they have, at Bernie, and he's at the convention. He does this kind of dance over to the podium, and he goes, "And thank you, I accept your nomination." And then you hear the and then this Hillary person goes, "I'm here." Unbelievable. I tell you what, this is like too good to be true. Let's play the second part of the Brett Hume on Bernie and HRC.
It's so interesting because the Bloomberg plan is, as we've said many times, very similar to the Rudy Giuliani plan to really make a big move on Super Tuesday. But if you do have this much dissatisfaction with what's going on, and you see some of these races split, maybe Biden wins Iowa, maybe Biden wins New Hampshire, I'm sorry, Sanders, and then Biden wins in South Carolina, you may leave a lot of those voters, those moderate voters, you know, wondering if there's another alternative out there.
Well, that's right. And bear this in mind, you know, the strategy that Rudy Giuliani used of waiting until Florida with its big batch of delegates was a total failure. But Rudy Giuliani nor anyone else has ever had the kind of money that Mike Bloomberg brings to bear on this race. We're talking about money orders of magnitude greater than anything we have ever seen. And, you know, it might all be for naught, but we don't know that. So he really is a wild card in the deck. In addition, of course, there's this, Martha, which has to worry Democrats, and that is, you know, mainstream Democrats, I don't think, want Bernie Sanders to be their nominee, but they certainly want his voters. And if the way this is handled by them, if eventually he gets aced out, if the way this is handled is such that they feel that their man was cheated, as they felt last time, and they don't come out to vote for whoever the nominee is, that's a big problem for Democrats. They need those voters in what is expected to be a close election. So this is pretty interesting at this point.
It's going to be very interesting. Here's Hillary Clinton still thinking the whole thing over, Britt. Listen to this.
I certainly feel the urge because I feel like the 2016 election was really an odd time and an odd outcome. And the more we learn, the more that seems to be the case. But I'm going to support the people who are running now and do everything I can to help elect the Democratic nominee.
Quick thought on that as we watch the president coming out here.
Well, it sounds like a no to me as to possibility of getting in. And it's too late now, I think, too. But so no, at least for now. It'd be something if she got in, though, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. So if Bernie takes it, then it's going to be like 1972 all over again. If they burn Bernie, and that's the DNC, Bernie's group walked out of the meeting that they were talking about how they're going to do the operation of the convention. And he felt he got slighted on that in 2016. They walked out. Now, Biden didn't get his stuff, but Bernie didn't get his. Bernie feels he needs to be treated differently than other folks. And you make those guys mad, it will be a shellacking, because I don't care who you are, particularly if you're Michael Bloomberg.
Right.
I just don't think Michael Bloomberg, I think he make him play in, you know, 10, 11 states. Michael Bloomberg isn't going to be the guy everybody's going to run to in Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. News Talk 93.1. That more show, we're going to be back after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When you make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you? An agent who is engaged from start to finish? One with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Millo with Wallace and Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillo.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millo.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at ALAHomemortgage.com to apply today. NLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, yes. We got some things for you guys. 272-9228, that's where we are. Another classic great band. I want to remind you guys that if you're looking at getting repairs done or remodeling for your home, Westlord Construction is just outstanding. Another person I've known for a lot of years, big listener to the show, came over to the house today with one of his workmen to kind of do a survey of what I'm looking at getting done, and they are spectacular. So Westlord is his name. Giving you high-quality building and remodeling is his game. 334-657-4310, 657-4310. He can do it all from building the entire house, remodeling, say, kitchen, bathroom, adding a sunroom, doing a deck, doing a outdoor fire pit. Things like, he can do all of that. Or if you need repairs, he can do that also. He does it all. Give him a call, 334-657-4310. Also, Sweet Creek Farm Market has got the Boston Butt Super Bowl style on sale for $25. 280 Farm. Give them a call. Get that Boston Butt for Super Bowl is going to be delicious. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sam. Sam, how are you, my friend?
Dan, I'm doing well. You know, for Alabama standards, it's a cold, wet, miserable day on the farm, but I'm inside.
There you go. That's where you need to be.
That's it. I've got a pot of chili on. It's half and half. Half out of the can and half fresh, but anyways, it will feed the masses, make everybody happy.
Half out of the can. Wait. So half out of the can and half homemade. Yeah. So
that's it.
What do you do, the Hormel, or what do you do?
Half out of the can. Oh, well no. Actually, the spices, I use the beans, the light red, dark red kidney beans.
Oh, okay. So you're not buying a can of chili.
No,
so, okay, gotcha.
No, it's actually the chili spice and the onion. I'll be generous to myself and say 3/4 fresh. Okay. But the last time I did, I've said it before in your show. I went to a pool party, a good friend of mine, and I took the Boston Butt, and it was a hit, absolutely. Everybody just got plenty of it, and it was very tender. And like I said, I like to point out, my father, who has false teeth, it didn't hurt his teeth. I'm talking about above and beyond. Yeah, man, above and beyond.
I like that. Man. I can make a commercial of that. Sweet Creek Farm Market, their Boston Butt so tender, it will not hurt your teeth.
Hey, listen, you got a diverse audience. I'm sure that'll appeal to some folks.
There you go.
Anyway, reason I called, I heard one of my favorite names floated a few minutes ago earlier on your show, a name that inspires hope and change, Michelle Obama.
Oh, yeah.
And, I believe they ought to do like Gerald Ford. Just give her the job. You know, she's the one. She's going to spark interest and bring people back to the polls. And anyways, that's my 2 cents. What you got?
So your vote goes for Michelle Obama, huh?
Lord, no. It's just I just thought I'd call up before you change.
So if they get into a brokered convention, could you see Michelle Obama being nominated?
I listen. Yes, sir, I could, because they're it stinks of desperation.
Let me tell you, I'll make a prediction. If Bernie Sanders has the most delegates and he... And it goes into a broker convention, and he doesn't get it, all his people walk. His people his people will not turn out and vote. They will never accept that. They will go and trash the place. And it will really be bad.
Dan, I could see that, because the read I get on them is that they are committed, and they've already been cheated once. And, it's definitely it's going to be newsworthy. Whichever way it turns out.
The other thing is, if he's leading in the delegate count and he doesn't get it, and Hillary Clinton does get it, take that knife away from Bernie, because he is about to take him out, a former first lady.
And he's probably going to be like, I knew it was you. I saw you. You know, folks, back when I had my my heart attack, I could have swore it was like the specter of Hillary Clinton sitting on my chest.
I love it when Joy sounds off with Bernie. Hey, Joy, I enjoyed your show this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Did I hear you right that you got a new jacket, fresh jacket?
Yeah.
And a new haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's sporting new threads and a new haircut.
Yeah. And someone accused you of being uppity.
Yeah.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, it's fine.
That's bougie. That's almost like a wrestling moniker. Joey, boom, boom, bougie. He's better than you. Anyway.
I thought you were done pulling chains.
You're there, too. Gentlemen, join the show. I guess I'll talk to y'all later.
Enjoy the rainy. Is it still raining?
Yes, sir. Ugh. Yeah, I just looked out the window. It's coming down sideways. It's beating on the tin roof.
We're in the attic, so we don't know.
Yeah,
we can't say we're in the
attic. You're not missing anything.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate you.
All right, y'all have a good day.
Thanks. Newstone 93.1. We'll be back right after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Yep. It's Tiffany Coleman again to tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business, too.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. A new phase in the Senate impeachment trial, with lawmakers today submitting written questions for attorneys representing President Trump and House impeachment managers. A vote on whether to allow witness testimony could come Friday.
There have been a lot of discussions, but I have no idea how the votes are going to fall.
Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins says each side should be able to select a witness or two. The White House has indicated it would likely block any attempt to have former National Security Advisor John Bolton testify. Americans evacuated from China have landed at a U.S. military base in California, where they'll undergo screening for the coronavirus.
The flight included diplomats and family members from Wuhan, China, where the coronavirus outbreak has claimed the lives of over 130 people.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. America is listening to Fox News.
Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got showers likely from time to time today. Nothing heavy, nothing severe. Today's high around 56. The showers will taper off tonight. Chilly, overnight low 37. Tomorrow, we start off with some morning fog, but bright sunshine takes over. High temperature, I think, in the low to mid-60s, easy. Showers returning Friday. Dry and mild Saturday with a high around 60. Then sunshine, warmer. The best day of the weekend is Sunday with a high in the upper 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I'm a space invader. I'll be a rock and rolling bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut.
272-9228, that's where we are. Before I go to Jeff. Interesting story came out on Kobe Bryant today, who really was a remarkable guy. We haven't talked at all about him.
Right.
But on that Sunday, early morning, before we got in the helicopter to chop her up to the basketball camp, he and his daughter went to Mass, and they did the Eucharist at Mass that morning. Now, here's Kobe Bryant, celebrity, big guy, and so he takes time out of his day, goes, my daughter and I are going to go have, do Eucharist and do Mass, take Eucharist at Mass. So that was very telling.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you. Great show, guys.
Thank you.
I'm wondering if this John Bolton stuff, may not be as damaging as the Democrats think it would be, is my first question. It seems like Trump has been, you know, four or five steps ahead of these Democrats, like releasing the transcripts and all that of the phone call. Do you think that's possible?
I think it's possible. I detect from listening to the attorneys yesterday that they are aware what's in that transcript, because they kept saying, even if the transcript says what the story says it says, it's not an impeachable offense. So you heard that from four different people, by my count, four different of the defense attorneys. So that tells me that they're trying to inoculate themselves. But there also is the tape of that we just saw a little while ago, of Bolton saying, you know, the conversation was cordial and all that kind of stuff. But that was back, you know, a year ago.
And do you think Trump should stop poking that guy? It seems like he would just shut his mouth and see what happens.
You're talking about John Bolton?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with Lindsey Graham's philosophy. Don't keep, you know, poking the stick in the snake hole. You know, Bolton basically has got kind of two things here. If he goes in and he does a tell-all kind of book, and he's going to lay out some things that, as a former national security advisor, he shouldn't have, then nobody's going to touch him with a 10-foot pole. If he goes in and the article says things, but it didn't match up his book, he is going to be ridiculed for not coming out and correcting the standard for it. He will get pushback from that. So he needs to do something that's in the affirmative, one way or the other, with this thing.
And another question: I'm not exactly sure how this brokered convention works. Anybody can get nominated in a broken convention.
They can.
Wow.
And everybody must vote the way they vote in the first ballot. Whatever they are as a delegate, they must vote that way in the first ballot. Second ballot, they're free to do whatever they want to, and then the superdelegates step in. Now, you could have Bernie come in at number one, but not have 50%. You have Biden come in at number two, and you have the superdelegates, which is made up of members of Senate, Congress, governors around the country that are Democrat, and then you could have them do Biden and give him the nomination. And then I think unless they make Bernie the VP, I think it would be deadly.
Also, could I get signed up for the Sweet Creek deal?
Sure.
I've called a number of times and I keep forgetting.
Give me your month and day of birth.
12/10/60.
I didn't ask for the year. Jeff, you're in, buddy. When do we do that drawing?
2:30, 2:45 on Friday.
I said, what's in that gift basket?
$60 or whatever you want.
There you go. Is one of the things that you would put in there is the $25 Boston butt for Super Bowl?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be?
But I'm more of a ribeye guy.
Ooh, me too. Me three. We
yeah,
three.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we like.
Yeah, knock the horns off and wipe his butt and bring him to me, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. That Jeff, that didn't quite sound.
All right. Thank you, guys. Great show. I enjoy it.
Thanks, Jeff.
We're talking about a steer.
Bring him to me. sound like Epstein.
Yeah. Goodness.
Lordy, lordy, lordy.
Who, by the way, did not kill himself.
Man. Okay, let's get back into the game here, yeah. Coach.
Quick.
Save ourselves. Let's do Lindsey Graham here. He's interesting on the Bidens testifying.
Can you shed some light on what Mitch McConnell said?
Well, I'll let you talk to Mitch McConnell, but I'm increasingly optimistic this ends Friday. I think the question is, should we have additional testimony from witnesses that the House refused to call? Let's assume for a moment that John Bolton would say what the New York Times said he would say. The president told me to put a freeze on the aid because I want to look at the Bidens. I'm paraphrasing. The president had every reason to want to look at the Bidens. The House managers told us there's not a scintilla of evidence that the Bidens did anything wrong. This has been completely debunked, thoroughly investigated. That's a complete lie. The defense team destroyed the House's case. If after listening to Pam Bondi, you're okay with how Hunter Biden conducted himself in the Ukraine, and you're okay with Joe Biden not having a clue of what was going on, that's more about you than it is anything else. There's a mountain of evidence that the Bidens were involved in corruption. The president would have been wrong not to ask the Ukrainians to help, given what we know about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden.
Lindsey Graham makes the case, and again, I think the reason it's going to be a no on Friday is that they're going to demand and say, we'll only do it if we're bringing in everybody. And then you have a mutually assured destruction type deal, and this thing will go on for a long time. I did not know this, but when they're in session for impeachment, they're in session for impeachment.
Right.
They can do a morning session, but at 1 o'clock, boom, they gavel on their impeachment Monday through Saturday. So if they're doing depositions and doing closed-door testimony, the senators still have to be on call for their because of impeachment. They don't have to sit there for 6 hours, but they have to go in and say, gavel in, then gavel out.
Wow.
Chief Justice has to come over, then go back over. It's going to be the biggest waste of time you've ever seen in your life. Let's continue on with Lindsey Graham here on Bolton witnesses that Lindsey Graham wants to call. Listen to this. He gets fiery.
The argument can be turned the other way by Democrats who say, well, you know, wouldn't you want to hear from John Bolton? Aren't you curious to know what he has to say?
If you wanted to hear from him, why didn't you call him? You had a chance to call him. You didn't even subpoena him. You know why? You know why they didn't call John Bolton or anybody else? They said it would create a court case that would keep us from impeaching the president before Christmas. They want to impeach the president before the election, not to remove him from office through impeachment, but try to hurt him politically. This is the weakest case you'll ever see in the history of the country in terms of impeachment. It was a partisan vote in the House. And what's happened, the president will be acquitted, and I think it will be this week, but you've unleashed the forces of partisan hell on future presidents if we legitimize this.
So you think that the vote on Friday is going to be a vote to acquit the president?
I think the vote on Friday is going to get us to a vote to acquit the president before the State of the Union is my hope. And let me tell my colleagues who are wanting witnesses, you're not going to get just John Bolton. I'm going to ask, if there's one witness here, so I'm going to ask for Hunter Biden. I want to prove to the country that there was ample reason to believe that Hunter Biden was corrupt and what he did in the Ukraine was against America's interest. I want to call Joe Biden and say, why didn't you follow up when you were told about your son's conflict of interest? I want to call the chief of staff of John Kerry, who was told by a business partner of Hunter Biden, he's joining this board. I just want to let you know, did you ever call Joe Biden and tell him your son's about to do something terrible? The most corrupt company in the Ukraine, your son's getting $1 million a year. I want to call the whistleblower. I want to find out if Lieutenant Colonel Vindman actually talked to the whistleblower after he was on the phone call. There's so many things I want to find out. I want to find out, did anybody on shift staff work with the whistleblower? Were they friends of the whistleblower? So to my colleagues, if you think you're going to call one witness, you're crazy.
That's my guy, Lynn. That was a good checklist, too. And this Vindman thing keeps coming back up. Vindman isn't through. And the Vindman is kind of a piece of linkage that gets the whistleblower, White House time, CIA time, links them together, and then you get into the John Brennan and some other stories. And then we have the ICIG.
Yes.
And that is going to be a problem for them because I think he will be on the list. Lindsey Graham and the managers are asking the Senate to do what they should have done.
It clearly opens up a whole can of worms, and I think, you know, is that part of the plan to sort of make it so difficult for both sides that everybody throws up their hands and says, Uncle, I'm done.
You know, when Chuck Schumer says, I just want to be fair. God, I just want to get to the truth. That's such baloney. He's the same guy that wanted to be fair to Kavanaugh. All this is about is trying to accuse a handful of Republicans of being unfair. And what are you accusing them of? They're unfair if they don't call a witness the House chose not to call. Assume for a moment that John Bolton would say what's in the New York Times article. You can still acquit the president. Dershowitz says you can assume all the facts most favorable to the government, to the House managers, and it falls well short of impeachment. This is not going to change the dynamic. This is just trying to make it tough on a handful of Republicans. And what I heard in that conference today, I heard Republicans who are in a tough spot politically say, I love this country. I'm not going to throw the country into chaos. I'm going to stand by the idea that I've been more than fair, and I'm not going to let the House create a sham process and expect me to fix it in the Senate, because we don't want to reward houses in the future to refuse to call witnesses, come to the Senate and ask us to do their work and deal with privileges outside of court. There's so much at stake here.
Okay. He said something important there. They had a meeting, that was a luncheon meeting, and you heard him say, I heard them say that I did everything I could, but I'm not going to throw the country into chaos. Now, was he talking about the foreign question, or was he talking about the en masse of the Republican caucus that was there? But he seems pretty sure of himself, of that there isn't going to be witnesses on Friday. It's like they really don't have enough votes. And then when you take apart that, McConnell said, we don't have enough to block, but he's not saying that that won't happen from these questions that are going on, which seem to be boring them to tears from looking at the drawback shot. News Talk 93.1, final segment, Dan Moore Show, coming up.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You want to get your shots in? Well, you better call. Let's do a little round robin here. Nunes is going to be talking about more witnesses, and he's going to mention the Intelligence Community Inspector General.
You heard your colleague from Rhode Island. What do you say?
Well, I'm actually, surprisingly, I don't have a problem overall with more witnesses. I think what you have to weigh here, though, is how much farther is this going to go on? How much more taxpayer dollars are going to be spent? And if you're the Senate, do you really want to drag this out? Witnesses would take months and months and months, possibly. And I just don't think that the senators want to go through that. The American people don't need to go through that. I, however, personally speaking, I have no problem with witnesses as long as you're going to bring in all the witnesses, because what you will find at the end of it will be another hoax. And that's really what you have here. Once Adam Schiff has to testify, once you have the whistleblower that has to come in and testify, what you're going to find out is they fully coordinated. Remember, the ICIG, number one, that testimony is the only testimony that the Democrats haven't released. Number two, the ICIG still continues to respond to our investigation of him and his office. So those people do need to be brought forward. You know, maybe Lindsey Graham, who's going to be on later, maybe he's right. Maybe it needs to be done outside of the impeachment process. But I'm not afraid of the facts here. I think the confusion here is that the Democrats are really trampling all over the Constitution. It's almost like they think they're in a parliamentary system, like we're in the, you know, like we're in the United Kingdom, where, you know, one party gets elected to the House and then they get to throw out the executive branch. So they've just never accepted this election. But I'm not afraid of the facts. The facts will show very clearly that there's nothing here.
Let us hope so. But boy, I tell you what, you keep dragging this on. And got to remember, we still have the Durham pot that's simmering over here that we don't know when that's going to come out. Let's stay with Nunes. He's going to talk about his good buddy, Adam Schiff.
Here's your colleague, Adam Schiff. Here's what he had to say about the case as it was wrapping up. Watch this.
The question is, with a conduct that egregious, are we prepared to say that we will simply have to accept that in this president and future presidents, that we'll have to accept the idea that a president can so blatantly sacrifice the national security of his country in order to get help cheating in the next election?
What do you say to that?
Well, egregious conduct. You mean like Adam Schiff calling up Russian pranksters that he thought were Ukrainians trying to get nude pictures of the president? That type of egregious behavior? I mean, this is the same guy who for 3 years said that he had more than circumstantial evidence of Trump colluding with Russians. He was seeing the same intelligence we saw. He's the same one that worked with the dirty cops at the FBI to cover up the FISA abuse. Now, you know, the DOJ has thrown out two of those four warrants. So, you know, the last person we're going to listen to is Adam Schiff. I think he has a very long record of having trouble telling the truth.
Ooh, smack. Nunes getting out of there. Billy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Wednesday.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm good. And you?
Doing well. Doing well. Hope y'all are, too.
We're good.
You know, you just played that skit and talking about the president the national security of our country. You know, I mean, nobody takes in the fact that the stuff that Hillary Clinton did while she was Secretary of State, you know, it seems like that just gets swept under the rug.
What are you talking about, Benghazi?
Yeah, and a number of other things. The uranium deal, you know, that company that that she had part getting started up. And it's ridiculous, some of the stuff that she's done, but she's not being held accountable. I hope she is. You know, I mean, we keep hearing that eventually she will, hopefully. But it leads you to think, okay, let me ask you this question.
Sure.
Where would this country be today, knowing that we know now how far the Democrats will go to get what they want taken care of or try to cover up all their wrongdoings? Where do you think this country would be right now if Hillary Clinton won the election?
Yeah, we'd be in bad shape. There's no doubt about that. And we would not know a half of what we know now.
Exactly right.
We wouldn't know any of what we know now, actually.
So if anybody out there wants to question anything about President Trump, look at where our country is today and think about how would we be if Hillary was running this country? I mean, it scares me to death. And I'm so thankful that she lost this election. And if anybody out there has any doubt about that, they definitely need to look around them. You know, get on the interstate and look how many trucks you see going up down the road now carrying freight. Look how great this economy's doing now. I don't know about you, but my 401k is looking pretty good right now.
Oh yeah, I'm a financial advisor, so I know all about that.
Exactly right. You know, so I understand it. I just don't understand it. But I can tell you this. I've seen a total shift in the Democratic Party, and now they're just a group of socialists that just hell bent on destroying this country.
Bottom line.
Yeah, well, they look at Trump as that they're destroying the country that Barack Obama built, and so they're fighting against that. But it's
let me ask you this:
sure,
what is Barack Obama's country that he built? What did he build? Name me one thing that he really did that was positive for this country.
I can't name you anything that's positive, but what they would say is Obamacare and the social justice stuff that he did.
You know, I was talking to an African American man the other day, and he's in his.
Did we lose you, Billy? Billy,
can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Can you hear? But he told me how proud he was to be an American, to see that the process worked, and that for the first time in his life, he got a chance to witness the election of an African American president. And him and I were talking not long ago. He told me, he said, this man hasn't turned out to do nothing. He said he was a total, total sham. And really disappointed in him. And I felt that, you know, you don't hear that too often from the African-American community. Nobody bashes Barack Obama. Nobody talks bad about him. It's almost like he gets a free pass. But this guy sure called him out.
Yeah. So, well, they don't want to malign the first African-American president. Billy, thank you for the telephone call. Have a good one. He's out. Let's see here.
Folks trying to have a conversation off air. Doesn't work that way, guys.
Doesn't work that way. Let's do that. Let's do this. Let me pull up to Laura and sneak in one Laura Ingraham clip here with... Scalise? No, let's do the Zeldin.
Okay.
Congressman Zeldin, shouldn't this fact alone be enough to convince the fence-sitting senators?
Yeah, absolutely. You're talking about opening a door. And just to think, it's not just John Bolton, it's Mick Mulvaney. Then they mentioned Rob Blair and Robert Duffy. And today Nadler's talking about John Kelly.
Impeachment Scrabble, a veritable board game.
The next. You know, there's no limit to it. So then on the other side, what about all the Republican witnesses who we got shut out of during the House process?
What's your dream list? Give me your absolute dream list of witnesses.
I want to hear from Hunter Biden. I want to hear from the whistleblower. I think Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler are material fact witnesses.
They should go first, shouldn't they not? Should they not go first?
Yeah, and you know what? And as we're going through these next couple of days, the format's a little different, but I would like to see some of these questions. I have a question for Adam Schiff. I want to know about the contacts of his team with the whistleblower. The fact that his team was in touch with the whistleblower before the person had a whistleblower attorney or even filed a whistleblower complaint. So that list goes long. Those are just four, but you keep going down that list. You want to open that door, let's open that door.
Jerry, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and keep doing this until I get it right. Grab your dough, the great. He's next. Adios.